Just uploaded a video about Baba called, title is Baba Babylon. I can't really upload audios like I was until the 12th of this month because of this phone, this new phone contract. But anyway, I'll upload them maybe once a day or in the evenings or something. But for those who want to know what Babylon is, Babylon is the Phoenician Canaanite false gods and false idols. And it's even before the Phoenician Canaanites. It goes back to Egypt. And it even is before that. It goes back to Eve, Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be your own God. And what is that in Genesis 3? Lies. Babylon is false gods, gaslighting, lies. It's the same thing as a narcissist, but on a higher scale. The narcissist wants to be God in your life, their life, and they want you to be like them. They want to make copies of themselves. And so Babylon wants to make a copy of itself in a fractal manner, that you worship the false gods, you worship money, you worship stuff, and you're so focused on the natural that you don't look above. You're so caught up in the materialism, Mother Earth, Ma, the machine, matter. What's the matter? Somebody says, well, what's the matter? Matter. Your answer. So if somebody says, what's the matter? And your answer should be, matter is the matter. Matter is the problem. Matter. It's gonna all burn up. It's all gonna be renovated. The earth had to go through a water baptism, and the next time it's going through a fire baptism. Just like you got to go through a baby, the baby's got to come through the water, but you need another birth. The baby's got to be birthed by water, but you need a fire baptism. You need two births. So the earth and the creation groans for the sons of God to appear. So if you want to see Babylon destroyed sooner, stop believing the lies of Babylon. See, Babylon only exists and only keeps going is because you believe the lies. The whole system's Babylon. The reason Babylon keeps going is because we believe the lies. And if you stop believing lies, you know, and I'm not talking about lies about the system necessarily, but that's part of it. But even in your own self, the lies you tell yourself, the lies you believed with your bloodline, the lies you believe with other people around you, you enable their lies, you enable their insanity, you enable codependent enabling of lies, you enable the narcissist, you enable the liar. You tell yourself lies. When you get rid of those, see, the flesh mind is Babylon. Babylon cannot exist if you quit believing lies. As soon as you get rid of all the lies, the 501(c) lies, the bloodline lies, the culture lies, as soon as you quit believing the lies of Babylon, whether it's a nation, whether it's a church, a home, whether it's yourself, whether it's your thoughts, and it's mainly your thoughts. When you bring your thoughts into captivity and you quit believing lies, and so you quit believing lies on the inside, you quit believing lies on the outside, and anybody who comes up to you and says a lie, you say, that's not the truth. You call them out on it. And so anytime you believe a lie, you're supporting Babylon. So when you stop believing lies about yourself, about other people, about nations, about these false gods that they've got going on, lies about, they try to change marriage, they try to cause abortion. If you stop believing their lies and supporting their lies, Babylon has to fall. And because Babylon's falling, they're going to try to bring in more law and more draconian systems. Because anytime a system's fallen, have you ever noticed, anytime you're around a narcissist and their mask is breaking, a psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, same thing. The mask is cracking. they have to tell more lies. They have to tell more lies. They have to bring in more flying monkeys. They have to get people to support their lies. And if you don't believe the lies, they got to go. They got to go. If somebody's calling you on the phone telling lies and you say, that's a lie, you eventually don't talk to them anymore. Family. It's a lot of the reason Babylon, there's a few reasons Babylon keeps going on is because you enable so-called loved ones to live in a lie. Tell you lies. They don't want the truth. Like I said many times recently, if somebody comes up to you and says, well, that's my truth, run. Tell them, no, it's only God's truth and God's word is the truth. And you need to run from that kind of person because they're pretty much told you they want to be their own God and they hate God. It's their truth. It's not God's. They don't care about God's truth. They care about their truth. That's a demonic spirit. So Babylon, you see them worshiping Asheroth, Baal. They sacrifice their babies to Moloch. It's still going on. Abortion is still happening. They still worship false gods. They actually worship themselves. There's channels on here that say they're God. They worship themselves. So what is Babylon? On the outside, it's the lies of the system. On the inside, it's the lies that you believe. As soon as you stop believing the lies, Babylon goes away. The only reason Babylon's still here, let's say you stop believing the lies, the only reason Babylon's still here is because most of the people in the nation still believe lies. And so it's reflecting back based on their heart. But if you start to get one saint, another saint, see, how can you start to hate? You know, you get so you're born in it. Okay, so you're born in a system of lies. So you're used to the lies. So you have some kind of security blanket because of the lies you believed, right? You had this weird security blanket of the lies that you believed. And so as you get rid of those lies, you're losing your security blanket. And there's some lies you just want to hold on to because you've believed it your whole life. You don't want to let it go. But here's the thing. Let's say you're dating a narcissist, okay? And it gives you a good feeling. But it's not real. It's fake reality. And so the way to destroy the security blanket on lies that you believed or believing or whatever or tend to go back to, the way to destroy that security blanket, trust in that lie that you believe, that pattern that is based on a bloodline or a culture lie or whatever, or a habit or whatever it is. The way to destroy that lie is to face it and say it's not real. It's fake reality. And I don't, they want you to believe the dream, the fake reality. That's why this is American dream. The American dream should be freedom, not only freedom to run your own business, financial freedom, but mainly spiritual freedom and thought freedom, freedom of thought. They want to take away all your freedoms. But you are the main one allowing them to do it. And when you wake up to this, you're free. Well, I talked to this person because that's the only one I got to talk to. And I know they're liars. And I know they're delusional. And I know that they're crazy. But they're the only one I can talk to. That's a lie. There's a million people out there. It's not the only person. You believe the lie. I'm just trying to think of something that would be common. You know, a lot of the Jezebels, they want the man to be the savior. And so men, and I guess some women probably do too, but men tend to think they can save somebody. That's a lie. You can't save anybody. They have to save themselves. They have to run to Jesus, and only Jesus can save. They can't even save themselves. They can't save themselves. So you can't save them. And if they don't want to run to God and get help, you know they don't want to come to you to get help. They're just telling you they need your help to vampire off of you. It's all lies. If you really believe a corporation is going to take care of you, they might for a season, but when you go to the hospital, they're not going to come visit you. When you believe a nation's going to have your best interest, you better be prepared. Look at the economy. People didn't expect the economy to crash like it did, but it did. You can't trust anything but God. There should be trust in a marriage, you know, but you can't put 100% trust in any person at all because they are not God. The Bible talks about don't put your trust in horses and chariots and trust man, but trust God. The fear of man brings a snare, but the fear of God brings freedom. Yes, people can help you. Yes, you can have some people that you trust, but you don't 100% trust the human. It's because the human fails. Especially the unsaved. You can't trust any unsaved person because they are not will. They don't understand what this thing's about. You can't trust them. They don't know what this is about. They're throwing themselves under the bus. By them rejecting Jesus, they're throwing themselves under the bus. So you know if they throw themselves under the bus, they're going to throw you under the bus. It's just the way it is. They can talk a bit. You don't trust a salesman, do you? Just, you know, it's easy to get pulled in. The salesman know how to talk the talk, right? You got to have that. We got to buy this car today. You can't get this price tomorrow. You got to buy it now. Whatever it is, they have perfected the sales pitch, you know. So when you go in, you have to know that you don't trust the salesman because it's a sales pitch, and they have perfected it. That's their living, you know. Write it down on a piece of paper before you go and talk to the salesperson, because you know it's all lies. You got to be honest with you. You got everything you need in God right now. You don't really need anything else. You got everything you need, and if you don't pray about it, He'll give it to you. If you're saved. What am I trying to get across here? I'm trying to get across that Babylon, the only reason Babylon exists, and it's all based on the fake gods, Azeroth, Baal, the fake system. It's all based on witchcraft and lies and half-truths and gaslighting. And when you quit believing the lies, especially the lies you tell yourself, Babylon has to start to fall. Not only in your life, but other people around you, because when you start to speak the truth, people start to wake up. I've actually seen it in the real world. Some people I talk to, they're starting to break free from Babylon. But the problem is, most people, they see the lies in the system, but they can't see the lies that they believe. That's the biggest problem. They can see the lies on the outside, but they're afraid to admit the lies that they believed. And as soon as you can get to that point, then you're like scot-free from Babylon. You're scot-free from the narcissist, from the Jezebel, the Delilah. Because you know it's a lie. The flattery is a lie. The future faking's a lie. The news is a lie. The media's a lie. They don't know the future. They only can predict the future because they watch the hive and see what the hive wants, and then they just give them what they want. But if you don't have any wants anymore, they lose their power. Why do you think they're sending you emails in your phone? Yahoo is one of the biggest agents of the devil out there. Yahoo and Google sending you notifications 24/7 to see what you're going to look at, see what you're interested in, so they can turn around and sell you a product, or they can turn around and sell you an idea or a belief system or whatever they're trying to sell in Babylon. You got to have this. You need this. The ads are no different than some woman walking by, flipping her hair, wanting to get your attention. That's what Yahoo is. The machine is trying to get your attention, to take your eyes off of God and back into the material realm. It's really a trip. I mean, it's so bizarre. Once you see it, you're like, what? I believe these lies. My whole life grew up believing these lies, that people really care, that the system really cares. They don't care about you. All they want to do is pull you into idolatry. Look, the 1,000 points of light of Solomon were the 1,000 concubines that pulled him into idolatry. He was the Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, but he let those 1,000 concubines pull him into idolatry. They want to pull you into idolatry. If they can't get you to worship something outside, they want you to worship yourself. They just don't want you to worship God, because they hate God. Babylon hates the true God, because Babylon's based on lies and God is the God of truth. And so the system, the machine, the material realm, loves the lies. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. They can't walk by faith, they walk by sight. And because they walk by sight and not by faith, it's all stuff that you can see. That's why they don't understand hearing the preaching of the word. By the preaching of the word, you hear the gospel, you get saved, you get born again, and you hear the truth. And then after you hear the truth, get saved, then you can see the truth all around you, because you get a new heart. It's all about the heart. So Babylon wants you focused on the temporal, because this is all going to burn up, instead of the eternal. And when you quit believing the lies of the temporal and you believe the truth of the eternal, and the truth overrides the temporal, then you win. And that's including your own self. Babylon's really not really about the outside, it's about the inside. Whether it's laziness or overeating or complaining or backbiting or gossiping or whatever it is, those lies, when you really break each one down and you say, well, why would I complain? And everybody, but why do we complain? Complaining really is not a good thing. It's actually a lie. Because, you know, if there is a complaint, there's a proper way to do it. And if it's a complaint about your life or whatever, make some changes. If it's a complaint about a job and you mention it to the authority, the boss or whatever, and they don't make a change, go find another job. You don't have to complain, because there's a million things to complain about. So instead of complaining, focus on something else. Yes, we should call out, you know, as citizens, we should call out the system for what it is. And there's a time when the system doesn't, the government doesn't listen, and the people have to stand up and make it happen. But complaining without doing anything, that's the problem. I knew somebody, they always complain, but they never did anything. They never blogged, they never did videos, they never started anything. They just always complained, but they never did anything to force a change. One voice can change a lot. If one person had 10 viewers, and those 10 viewers had 10 viewers, and those 10 had 10, look how it multiplies. If you only had 10 people listening to you, it multiplies. It especially multiplies if you do it every day, whether it's a blog or whatever it is. Yeah, they're going to try to shut you down. Yeah, it's a war. Yeah, you're going to be lied about, defamed. It's a war. The truth against the lies, it's a war. It's a warfare. But Babylon is only the Babylon is only going to fall when we stop believing our lies and stop believing their lies. And we trust and we only believe God and His Word, and we line up with the truth of God's Word and His program. And that's what we stand on. Because Babylon is not even real. And the way to overcome these lies is to realize it's not even real. Why do we want to live in fake reality? We don't. If you're married and you're cheating on your spouse, it's not real. It's fake reality. It's not even real. It's not real. If you're stealing money from somebody or something or some whatever, it's not real. It's not real. It's going to crash. Because it's not real, it's going to crash and burn. If you like to fight all the time, that's not even real. The flesh mind is not real. It's fake reality, and it's going to crash. Because when you're living in the fake reality, just like Babylon is going to crash, just like the economy crashes, just like the flesh mind crashes, anything that you believe and you act upon that's not real, you're going to crash. It's going to crash. It will fall apart. It will crash. So when you might as well, the Bible talks about judge yourself lest you be judged. Any lie that you believe is not real. And if it's not real, you might have some enjoyment for just a season, but it's not going to last. It's going to break down and fall apart, and it's going to crash, and it's going to be painful. You might end up in jail. You might end up getting killed. You might end up whatever it is. It's going to crash. It's not real. It's not real. And that's the way you overcome the security blanket of a bloodline or a culture lie that everybody has believed. And to admit that you believed a lie is hard. But that is what needs to happen. That's the secret. So if everybody stops believing lies, Babylon can't exist anymore. You see what I'm saying? Just like the narcissist. When everybody stops, all the flying monkeys wake up to the narcissist, what they really are, then the flying monkeys walk away and the narcissist has no power anymore. Same thing.